Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Number 3030. Baruch Hashem, the 14th day of Marcheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Harav, this is Rav Achosid, Avosik Vachosid, Yishirei Likim, etc. Moreinu Yecheskel, Sheyich Yaakoyin, Shoichen Obeidek, Darren. He was a Shoichet in Pittsburgh, lived for many years in Pittsburgh. He was a son-in-law of Rabbi Posner, who was the Shaliach, the earlier Shaliach in Pittsburgh. So the Rebbe writes him Shalom of Rocha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you are letting know the news that your son turned 4 years old. Yisrael Sheyichya HaKoyin, Darren, he's in Connecticut, one of the big shluchim over there. So he turned four. And the Rebbe right away equates it and paraphrases what the Torah says. You know, the Torah says that the first 3 years of a tree, it's called orlo, you're not allowed to eat it. And the fourth year, it's called netarevai, which you have to bring the fruit, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then on the fifth year, over there, and it's the older fruit is a praise for Hashem. You bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Rebbe paraphrases these years of the growth of the tree to the growth of the human being. So the Rebbe says like this: May it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that it would be fitting that it should fit that which is written in the Medrash Tanchuma, and also look into the laws of Talmud Torah for the Alter Rebbe in the beginning. If you look there, you see that after that, in the fourth year, that will be, the Torah says, Kol Pirioi Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So the fourth year, all the fruit should be holy. So it says over there, what does it mean, holy? It means that, in paraphrasing this for life, when the father sanctifies, makes his son holy for Torah, in other words, devotes him for Torah, the fourth year, you immerse him, you get him in Torah, which is Hilulim LaHashem, it's praise of Hashem. The verse talks about the fruit that should be, and to bring them, and to praise Hashem for them, but in the human life, when you dedicate the fourth year to Torah, which is Hilulim LaHashem, it's praise to Hashem. So then, from the fifth year and on, may you continue this holiness in his education. Because after 4 years, then the fruits are, but you should continue that special spirit from the 4 years into the rest of his life, into his education. And you should raise him healthy and wholesome. May you and your wife, Sheyichya, to raise all your children, Sheyichyu, for Torah, Chuppah, Ma'isim Tovim, for Torah, Chuppah, Ma'isim Tovim, with the Brocha, the Brocha. So here the Rebbe uses that special occasion of 4-year-old birthday to say that after you dedicate him in the fourth year to the study of Torah, to the education, may you continue this for the rest of his life, paraphrasing this and the example of the fruit. No, Adam eats hasoda. A man is like a fruit in the, like a tree in the field, to apply to him as well.